Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and here is Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, well, last time...
That was practice. That was practice.
You were a little out of practice.
No. I'm saying that was practice. I was practicing not interrupting you during the intro because I'm trying to have a New Year's resolution.
Well,
not to interrupt you
here anymore. It's December 31st, the day that we're releasing this, and it is a really good time to have a New Year's resolution.
Just practicing. We'll have to see.
So 350, the next time we're together on this podcast, you will not interrupt me.
We'll see. I'm just giving it a shot.
The
man.
Tension. All right. So if you haven't listened to episode 346, which was a special one where we talked about how you rest individually, how do you rest as a family and as a church staff post-Christmas Eve service, make sure you go back and listen to it. I know you might be thinking, but Christmas is over and they probably talked about Christmas and this and that. But we talked about a lot of ways that you can engage your community and engage your church through Christmas, and especially as they came to your church for Christmas Eve. So be sure to go back and listen to that. But today we're going to be talking about reaching your community, particularly in the respect of university students. So today's question came through Instagram. Instagram, obviously, we prefer the voicemails coming in, but Instagram is a fun way to get questions in and interact with everyone here.
So is this from like a girl or
no? This is from a guy.
Pastor?
No. So
like, I'm just wondering. Hey. Instagram. Yes. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Okay, so I was doing an Insta story on, because you could do polls.
Oh, that's Insta right. Stories. You're big into Instagrams.
Instagrammas. So I was doing an Insta story and I asked a question. Hey, what questions do you have on church planning, leadership, etc.? And this one came in. So this one is from Greg. How do you balance planning a church that reaches both university students and people from the community?
Oh, that makes sense. The whole university thing. He's trying to be hip and with it and relevant. So he's on Insta. All right. Man, okay, so I've been a part of church that did this well, and I think in particular it was going ahead and recognizing that this was a specific group of people that we wanted to reach, and we wanted to generate two groups of leaders out of this for this ministry. One was existing people that were part of the church that were older, not college students, that could have the time and passion, honestly, to pour into college students. So it was like, hey, we need people to lead in this ministry, and leading means that you're going to invite these people into your home and, you know, feed them and love on them a little bit and help them become leaders, because there's nobody that's positioned to reach that college campus like other college students.
Yeah, completely.
So it was really important for us to have college student leaders come out of the college ministry and lead the ministry. In addition to those two things, Daniel, we also wanted the college student ministry to feed other parts of the church in volunteers and leaders. Mm-hmm. So we said, hey, this is a volunteer engine for the church, because these people are college students and they don't have, in most cases, they don't have a spouse. They do have, you know, friends and roommates and all that, but a lot of times they have more time, to serve. And so, you know, as long as they're here, on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, or somewhere in our community, I mean, these people are usually really good to help serve, and that can be at a volunteer level, but I would also encourage cultivating some of those students to lead at a higher level within your church, not just volunteer somewhere, but lead somewhere as well.
Yeah, no, that's super good. The thing about college ministry is, you know, I feel like you can either love it or fear it. I don't necessarily know if it's a hate it when it comes to the either or on this, because college students are at such a crossroads time of life. They're at such a crossroads time of life that ministry to them can either make it or break it in their faith journey. I remember Ben Trueblood, and we're going to be interviewing him on the Five Leadership Questions podcast. And he actually, if you're a Plus member with New Churches, we did an interview with him a couple months ago on student ministry. We'll put it in the show notes. But basically what he was saying was that most high school students who were engaged in their faith, had faith, you know, went to church regularly, read their Bibles, you know, they were dedicated. Most of them did not say that once they got to college, they were going to abandon the church and abandon their faith and not go regularly, right? The majority said, yeah, I mean, I'm committed now. I'm going to be committed then. But when they went to college, I think it flipped and the majority just didn't go. Even the ones that were so committed in their faith that said they were going to be a part of the church, they just didn't go. And one of the reasons that Ben talked about was that it just became like, oh, we have to do a group project and Sunday's the only time we can do it. Okay, so we're just not going to do it. And tomorrow is my first exam or I need to get this paper done, so I'm just not going to go to church. And a lot of times it's when these students move away from home, they just stop going to church, not because they don't want to go to church, but just because it doesn't happen. There are other excuses that come up. So Ben said something really powerful when I heard him present on this. He was like, hey, college tours, college visits. Todd, did you do a college visit when you were a senior in high school or visited colleges? Or
no, really?
Okay. I didn't do it, but I know it's pretty common.
It's very common.
Yeah. So here's what he said. He said, most of the time when you do these college visits, yeah, you drive up on Friday and you spend, you know, maybe you look at some classes and you spend some time on the campus and you look around, and Sunday morning comes and you get in the car and you drive back home Sunday because why? Because you got to get ready for work and school on Monday. So for the entire college experience tour visit, you are actually, as a parent, not setting up your kid. You're setting them up not to go to church because they don't know which church to go to, right? I mean, imagine if we did a better job. And imagine, pastors, if you are a college pastor or student pastor here, if you actually helped all of your students when they were planning their college visits to talk to the parent and to talk to them and be like, hey, you're going there? Let me give you a list of churches. These are the churches that you should visit on that Sunday, because that's just going to be one, and then you're going to build relationships there. And that way on both sides, right? Both you, if you are a high school pastor or college pastor, and you are helping these students who are moving away get plugged in. But on the flip side, coming to Greg's question right here, hey, if you are planting a church that reaches both university students and people from the community, make sure that you are known on the internet. Use Google Ads. We did an ad with Nick, we did an episode with Nick Runyon on the Five Leadership Questions podcast. You got to listen to that one. But there, he helps you get grants, $10,000?
Yeah.
A month or a year?
A month.
Yeah, a free Google advertising. So this is what you want to do. You want to be top of mind. So if you are planting a church that reaches university students and people from your community, make sure that you target the college name, right? So if you live in Boston, make sure that you're targeting Boston College. Make sure that you're targeting the colleges around there, Gordon College or wherever. Make sure you do that so that when people are looking up, and maybe even do search terms like Boston College Tour, best school tours in Boston, or best school college tours, and make sure you target words like that in Google Ads so that people, they're like, hey, make sure, so that when people come, they're like, oh, hey, I should check out this church as well. Now, going back to what I said earlier, I said, I think reaching college students it can also be a wonderful thing. It's wonderful because they're at such a time of crossroads, but it can also be painful. It could also be difficult because a lot of times they're not bringing a lot of money and tithe to right to the plate. And that's why if you are planting a church that reaches college students, Greg, I think you did a good, your question I think says a lot in that you thought that it's not just only about reach and call assurance, but you have to reach those in your community or it's going to be very difficult for your church to reach self-sustainability.
Right. And so the key is not to slide into the traditional mindset of what this is and all college students aren't going to bring in any money and they're just going to bring opinions and not opinions I want to hear. It really is shifting the mindset to see them as a very valuable resource because they really can be a volunteer and leadership engine for your church.
Oh, yeah.
So that's honestly the shift that I think you need to make and how you need to approach it.
Yeah. If you're a Plus member, another thing to take a look at, and we'll put this in the show notes as well, is I did a behind-the-scenes segment with Troy Nesbitt, who is the director of the SALT Network. So the amazing thing about their planting model is that they would actually, when they plant churches, they plant churches in college communities. They have a church planter who is planting the church for that community, but they also have a college director, a kind of a SALT ministry director that is, you know, their role is they're not a children's pastor. They are a college pastor dedicated to that campus in that community. So it's not college ministry is on the side. It's actually hand in hand, in tandem, the church planter is reaching the community and the college pastor is reaching the college and building up that ministry where when those students get connected to that ministry on campus, they then come to church on Sunday and they serve in that way and they serve the community. So it's not a dichotomy, but it's actually quite integrated. So it's about a 30-minute interview that you can check out that I did, really digging into how to, what the nuts and bolts are around this campus ministry / church planting strategy and how they develop a reproducing leadership pipeline around that. Okay. And talking about pipeline, this March in Orange County, we are going to be bringing Blueprint Coaching. It's the new name of our pipeline conference with Lifeway Leadership. Blueprint Coaching and the entire coaching is going to be all around leading change. We're actually going to be developing, and this is what we were talking about in the previous podcast, we're actually going to be helping you develop a 90-day plan for change in your congregation. So if you want to be a part of that, be sure to text the word blueprint to the number 888-111 and we'll text you information about that. All right. So before we turn off and go out, we want to let you know about the Group Answers podcast. Chris Surratt and Brian Daniel, they're part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
They're all about groups and all about answers, Daniel.
They are. And they help you in your group's ministry, in leading small groups, in leading those leaders. So be sure to look up the word Group Answers on your favorite podcasting app.